Okay, we'll continue with systematic theology. As best as I can tell, I think we are starting session three called anthropology. Session three of systematic theology, anthropology. Do you have those notes? Al, you got those? You're ready to go? You're ready. Yeah, I know what I did. I remember we covered that. But you got it, Ed? No? Keep going. Right there. You just passed it. You just passed it. Come back. Right there. Yeah. Anthropology. The middle section of anthropology we actually covered last year, I think, when we... Yeah, Tosh? But we finished Providence. Now, here's what we did. On your notes, the Providence section, I supplemented a new section on Providence that we did, and you have that. But we already did that. It's in there somewhere. We've checked. You've got that. So we've covered, it's called Sovereignty and Providence. Yeah. So that's the supplement. That takes the place of the blanks there. So you can just cross that part out. Yeah. Good. And so we're on anthropology, although we did earlier, last year, I think we were having a discussion about dichotomy, trichotomy, so we snuck into those notes. But we'll go back to the start of anthropology, the theological study of man. In this session, we'll cover the nature of man, image of God, and sin, and its results. So, creation of man is first. Why was man created? Man was not created because God needed him. In the Trinity, there's eternal and perfect love. God's not lonely or incomplete. Didn't need us for any reason. Man was created, our next fill-in, for God's glory. For God's glory. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by not my name, whom I have created for my glory, whom I formed and made. And then Paul writing, in him we were chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory. Wayne Grudem says, this guarantees that our lives are significant. If we were created to glorify God, then we are important to God himself. This is the final definition of genuine importance or significance to our lives. If we are truly important to God for all eternity, then what greater measure of importance or significance could we want? What is our purpose in life? Our purpose is to fulfill the reason God created us, to glorify him. That's why Peter says, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace.